Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Charlene Andrews, Chaplain. Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is, An Angel Told Zacharias He Would Have a Son. Can you imagine? An angel came to talk to a human being. And that is not the first one who had a visitation from an angel. Mary had a visitation from an angel. The disciples saw the angel. The shepherds saw the angels in the sky, and they were told that a son was born. Remember, this is only in the New Testament. And you can imagine how many times an angel visited humans and told them God's plan. Well, God uses the angels for many reasons, and one of them is to share the plans that God has and explain things that people have seen or what they've heard. And a couple of disciples went to hear things, or maybe more than that, have either been to heaven or have heard something that an angel told them, like Daniel. He was given a vision, but he didn't understand it, and so the angel explained it to them. And there's many, many accounts about angels speaking to human beings. And perhaps you have seen an angel. I don't know. But here it is. We're in Luke chapter 1, and we're reading about Zacharias and Elizabeth, who are relatives of Mary, who had Jesus. Amen. So this is in Luke chapter 1. Zacharias and Elizabeth were godly people, careful to obey all of God's laws in spirit as well as in the letter. But they had no children, for Elizabeth was barren, and now they were both very old. One day, as Zacharias was going about his work in the temple, it was his time to be on duty that week, and the honor fell to him by lot to enter the inner sanctuary and burn the incense before the Lord. Meanwhile, a great crowd stood outside the temple court praying, as they always did during that part of the service when the incense was being burned. Zacharias was in the sanctuary when suddenly an angel appeared, standing to the right of the altar of incense. Zacharias was so startled and terrified, but the angel said, "Don't be afraid, Zacharias, for I have come to tell you that God has heard your prayer, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son. And you are to name him John. You will both have great joy and gladness at his birth, and many will rejoice with you, for he will be one of the Lord's great men. He must never drink wine, hard liquor, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before his birth. And he will persuade many Jews to turn to the Lord their God." Friends, Zacharias and he was a priest. He was from the royal priesthood. And he had the privilege, only one time a year can the priest go into the Holy of Holies and light the altar, the incense there. And that was his duty that time of the year, And he was in there when an angel spoke, came and revealed himself to Zacharias and gave him a prophecy that they would have a child. But it will be a special child, a child that God would use to bring salvation to the earth. And that was John the Baptist. He came, and he was a cousin to Jesus, but he came before Jesus to prepare the way of the Lord. Why? Because God sent John to the Jewish people first in his plan to save the world. And what was his plan to save the world from their sins? Jesus. He sent Jesus to die on the cross. That was his plan. No one understood it. Even if he said it ahead of time in the Old Testament and again in the New Testament, no one understood why, first of all, that man needed to be saved and how God was going to do it himself. He was going to make the way. Why? Because asking people to live in a holy way wasn't working. No one could be holy. No one understood about God. No one understood how to please God. But through Jesus Christ, he has taken away all the barriers that were hindering us from communicating and receiving from the God Almighty, the God of heaven and earth, the God who made us, the God who made all the animals, who made the earth, who knows the earth better than we do. And he is not going to let this earth dissolve until his son comes back and becomes king on this earth, and all the whole Bible would be completed. And to tell you the truth, we only have a couple pages left in the book of Revelation. That's the last part. And maybe the last part, some scriptures in the Old Testament, but most of it is in the New Testament in the book of Revelation. And somebody told me one time that when everything has been completed in the Bible, that's the day that Jesus is coming back. I never understood that. I didn't understand anything about Jesus, but now I do. And I'm telling you, one day, Jesus is going to come back. And it's not too far away from now. Are we ready to receive our king? Everybody wants a president. Everybody wants a king. But no one can fulfill that role perfectly because we are all sinners. Every single human being has sin in their heart, whether they like it or not, whether they admit it or not. No one is perfect, not even you or me. For that reason, we need a Savior. Because the Bible says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Glorified. Jesus was lifted up. Jesus saved us from our own selves, our own destruction. And now we have the privilege to come boldly before the throne of God and ask him for things and talk with him and understand his ways because he's revealing it to us. Amen. Romans 1:16 says, for I am not ashamed of this gospel about Christ. It is God's powerful method of bringing all who believe into heaven. This message was preached first to the Jews alone, but now everyone is invited to come to God in the same way. In the beginning, in the days of John the Baptist, his calling was to the Jews. But later, Jesus, after he died, the disciples went to everyone else. And God has prepared the way for you and me to get to heaven. Amen. Pray this prayer with me. Father God, right now, Lord, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Lord, I know I'm a sinner because I can't even fulfill the Ten Commandments, Father God. Not even one I can fail. And so, Lord, I know I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. And the only one who can save me is God's only begotten Son, Jesus. And Lord, yes, God, you said if we confess our mouth that Jesus has died and went to hell and rose from the grave, Lord, that we confess Jesus, Lord, as Lord and Savior, we shall be saved. And I believe your word, Father God, right now. You said we can be saved through Jesus Christ. And Lord, I receive the Lord. I ask you to forgive me of my sins, and I forgive anyone who has sinned against me. And Lord, I thank you. I praise you, God, for coming into my heart today. Lord, yes, be my Lord and Savior. And I give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, friends, let me know. I would love to know that you have come to Jesus.